Okay, so Mentor Me, and we have time once again with another mentor. So many of these very, very kind mentors in Colchester stepping forward to offer their time. Young man, your name is please.
My name's Ben Tyler. I run a graphic design company in Colchester called 33.design. We devise branding, websites, online digital media, and I kind of see ourselves as quite fortunate because we have such an array of different clients. We kind of work from student universities to kind of high profile financial clients, so it's always something quite fun and interesting to get stuck into.
That's quite a mix. So you're like doing design work, one day possibly dealing with, you know, a high profile kind of corporate organisation, and then maybe the next day or the next week something a bit more loose and a bit more perhaps relaxed in the way the company operates. Is that like a sort of skill set, having those sort of personnel skills in being able to sort of chop and change and really suit the client's brief? Is that perhaps a skill you could pass on to some of the students?
I think so, but for me personally, I'm very lucky because I kind of graduated from college. I got just a national diploma. I wanted to do the degree, and I definitely recommend a degree for everybody, but I kind of like went fast rooted and just went to a corporate design studio for 2 years. So I learned a lot about corporate design, branding guidelines, logos, recruitment companies, property companies, and then I worked for a magazine company, and then I got to trying to call TV hits, so I kind of like managed to completely change my skill set. Then I worked for another company, which is publishing, and then I worked for like a technical art working company. So I've learned a lot of different skills for the past 5-6 years of working for other people. So have my own business for 3 years now. I'm lucky enough to chop and change my style, so I can be 1 minute doing something fun and funky for students, which is quite fashionable, then the next minute I can do a kind of like minimalistic financial corporate website, for instance. So,
and that must be really quite a crucial skill set to have for anybody starting off, because you know the whole kind of world of business and design is just forever changing, and people aren't going to be working with the same clients year in, year out. I think you need to be quite flexible and adaptable. What really attracted you, Ben, towards Mentor Me? So when you approached Step Forward to be a mentor, why did you think, yes, I'll get involved?
For me, personally, I kind of found there wasn't that much support outside the Institute. I mean, the Institute were great, Colchester Institute, that is. But I found I was literally on my own completely, and I was working so hard to get a job and so hard to learn experience, because it's such a massive jump from the Institute, learning design, to actually being in the industry. And if there was something like this around when I was at college, I just would have jumped it. I think it's an amazing project, and to be involved with this, I'm really kind of more than happy to.
So we mentioned about the actual technical skills that you've got in terms of design and working with different types of clients, all that kind of personnel skill sets as well. What are you looking for really in a student? What kind of student or students, Ben, would you like to be helping?
That's a good question. Ideally, somebody who's committed to learning, because I think it would be probably a waste of time if somebody isn't that interested in it. But so somebody very enthusiastic who really wants to learn, and also somebody probably wants to do something what I'm doing right now. So if they want to be a web programmer or something, you know, please don't get in touch with me. If you want to, you know, about know how I run a design business, working with corporate clients and student folks, focused design, that'd be helpful. So,
and what has been the best piece of advice, final question, the best piece of advice that you think you've had throughout your career to date? What could you pass on?
I've had loads of pearls. A lot of it I've learned myself, a lot of it I've heard from other people, but for me personally, you've got to enjoy what you're doing. I mean, I wake up every morning, don't mean to be cliche or anything, I wake up every morning and I'm kind of happy and passionate about what I do. So getting paid for that is just a bonus. But I suppose in terms of business-wise, for me, I've always had a formula which I think works every time. It's if you provide a really good service in design, you're on time with your clients, and you do your service at a good, reasonable rate, good budget, that there's no reason the world won't come back to you.
That sounds like, I think, a really good starting point, some great advice. I feel there's a lot more to be explored here, so any lucky student who's going to step forward and put themselves to be mentored by Ben, that hopefully is just a flavour of what to expect. So Ben Tyler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any students watching who want to come forward and be mentored by Ben, please do get in touch. I'm sure it'll be well